The following podcast is a production of the Logan Park Neighborhood Association.
You know, riding a bike can be a lot of fun and good for your health, too. But you gotta remember, riding a bike gets you out on the public streets. If you're not careful and keep your eyes open, you could get hurt.
You know, a lot of people say to me that they don't want to ride their bikes because they're afraid of riding with cars. And I understand that because there are a lot of cars out there and they're much bigger than you are on your bike. But with a little bit of practice, you can become comfortable riding in traffic. First of all, wear a helmet. It's a no-brainer. Always wear your helmet, no matter where you're riding. Second of all, if there's a bike lane available, be sure to ride in the bike lane. That's your lane. Cars aren't supposed to be in it. You'll feel a lot safer with a buffer of space around you. Thirdly, make sure that drivers can see you. Wear bright colored clothing if you're riding toward dawn or dusk. Have lights on both the front and the rear of the bike, or have reflective clothing on, strips on a backpack that you might be wearing, or on your ankle cuffs. But make sure that people can see you.
Logan Park Neighborhood Association wants to find ways to improve our neighborhood so that everyone's quality of life in Logan Park is better. One of our goals as a neighborhood association is to help provide a safe environment for everyone. This would include cyclists on our public streets. With more and more vehicles sharing the road these days, it's important to keep aware of each other while on the road, give all users of the road a safe courtesy space, and follow the rules of the road. Today we are talking with Tammy McAmore, a bike specialist who works with Pedal Power and other organizations dedicated to educate the public on bike safety. Tammy, why don't you begin by telling us how you got into biking in the first place?
Okay. 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2, and I wanted to take part in my first ever bike ride fundraiser. So that first year, I was training for a 7-mile bike ride. Some who ride a lot and consistently, that wasn't probably a lot to them. For me, it was really big, and it was a life changer. And then after that, I progressed and ended up in bike advocacy, where I wanted to help people ride legally, safely, and use it for health and wellness.
You got involved with something called Biking Northeast. What exactly is Biking Northeast?
Biking Northeast kind of evolved from my partnership with Pedal Power. I partnered with Pedal Power and Mr. Mark Trumper, who is the founder, to apply for a grant to get more people on bikes that are traditionally not biking, people who might be representing underserved communities, whether it has to do with ethnicity, race, socioeconomic status, or are members of our LGBTQ community. So when we partnered for the grant and we received the grant, which the grant comes from Our Streets, that's the organization that puts on Open Streets. The grant is called the Bicycle Connector Program, and Mark and I were creative, and we called our subcomponent of Pedal Power Biking Northeast, since our focus has been in the northeast area of the metro, Minneapolis.
Well, everybody, Tammy, I think would be in agreement with bike safety. And when we're talking about bike safety, we're talking both the cars and those who ride bicycles. What do you say to those car drivers who come upon bicycles in their lanes when there is no designated bike lanes? What's the right way for car drivers to address or take precaution against those bikers?
Great question. Well, first of all, there's different forms of vehicles. A car is a vehicle, a bicycle is a vehicle, and now more recently, the scooters are a vehicle. When
right.
We refer to lanes, according to the state statute, bicycles have a right to the same lanes that other vehicles have, as such as cars. We do have designated bike lanes. However, according to the state statute, bicyclists as vehicles have a right to make the best decision at that time if they're going to use the same travel lane as a car or use that bike lane. So what I would say to both types of vehicles as well as their operators is to take the time to learn and understand the law and abide by the rules as a driver of a vehicle, whether it's a bike or a car, and most recently, scooters.
So that's an interesting observation. Scooters, so they have the same rights then as a bicyclist? Because I see most of those folks riding on sidewalks rather than bike lanes or, say, a car lane.
Well, I'm learning more about scooters, but what I've learned so far, they are allowed to ride in the bike lane. I have seen them riding as far to the right as safe as possible, but honestly, I haven't studied up on the statutes and the laws, but I know, according to statute, bicyclists, when it's a downtown area, are not allowed to ride on the sidewalk.
Oh.
So I would be concerned to do research to verify if that applies to scooters as well.
Sure. Well, again, some of my neighbors who are mostly car drivers have concerns about bicycle riders who simply do not abide by the road laws, such as stop signs and stop lights. Some of the bikers say, well, if I'm going to ride a bike, I really don't have to stop for that because it gives me the advantage of keeping the bike going and making good time to getting to where I'm going to go. How do you address that?
The way I would address it is to start with educating oneself. Again, according to the state law and statute, bicyclists, when they're on the roadway, they are a vehicle. Therefore, they're responsible, just like the cars, to stop at the stop sign as well as the stop light. And of course, I can't speak to each case because I'm not there. I haven't had, you know, any information about that specific, but should be following the rules and becoming familiar, and I would apply that to both bicycles and cars.
Well, good advice. So in the Twin Cities, Tammy, we have hundreds of designated bike paths, and those are usually very safe. They're oftentimes along rivers or residential streets and so forth. How do we find those safe lanes? How do we find those safe paths?
You can go on various websites, for example, Bicycle Alliance of Minnesota. You can go on the county, Hennepin County, for access to that information. One can even use their smartphones and access information. So the information is out there. Three Rivers, Minneapolis Park, Rec, and Board. You can go on those websites to find that information.
Okay. So as an organization, you have a lot of classes, I understand, about bikes, and you offer that in different community centers and so forth. What kind of classes do you offer?
Now, in conjunction with Pedal Power, this past summer, we've been offering adult learn to bike classes, literally teaching adults to bike who've never had that experience. Last night, we were out enjoying the trails. The students have progressed. That's something that Mark and I came up with as a way to present our program to Northeast. Another organization I'm involved with, I sit on the board for the Bicycle Alliance of Minnesota. On their homepage, we offer various information as well as classes. Biking safely. Next month, I'll be co-training Traffic Skills 101, and we have other smart cycling courses. And if an organization ever needs to have something smaller or condensed or scaled to their needs, they can contact the Bicycle Alliance of Minnesota, and we can have our LCIs, which I'm one of them, stands for League Cycling Instructor, present courses for them.
Do some of those courses help us to fix a flat tire, for example?
Arranged. I know a lot of times, like for example, smart cycling, that could be something where it's just abbreviated, teaching people how to ride legally, safely, doing the ABC quick check. Yes, if someone wanted us to facilitate that, we can. However, I always recommend folks network with their local bike shop and take advantage of those different courses. For example, in Northeast, Recovery Bike Shop, but they offer Open Shop where folks can go in there and learn. So, yes, we can offer it, or local bike shops either offer it free or reduced. Your community-owned bike shops typically have it free. You can rent a booth for a small amount of money, say $5, and use their tools. But, yes, those classes exist, and we can offer it.
Okay, great. So what about families who are not able to afford a bike either for themselves as adults or for their children? Are there programs out there to help families with bikes?
That is correct. There's a program out there. It's called Free Bikes for Kids. They're partnering again this year with Alina, where I believe late September and probably early October they'll start that bike drive where people can drop off bikes at Alina clinics around the metro. Then other parties can get involved to, you know, clean the bikes, fix the bikes, and then there'll be information for families between September, if not now, where they can sign up for the bikes and get them prior to the holiday season in November.
Well, Tammy, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation?
I think just focusing on educating each other and building relationships, because yes, cars are cars and bikes are bikes, but we all have the same thing in common. We're using a mode of transportation to get from point A to point C, and learning how to coexist, having open dialogue about what are our challenges, and come up with a plan to work towards them, because we're working towards the same goal. We're trying to get from point A to point B.
Well, that brings up a good point. Are there ongoing discussions about concerns for motorists and the concerns for bicyclists? I mean, is there an open forum that meets every so often, or an online forum that discussion can take place?
Yes. The Bicycle Alliance of Minnesota, I recommend, you know, previewing the website. We have different groups where persons, if they're not able to join subcommittees, they can still be a part of it to give their feedback, because the few things that the Bicycle Alliance focuses on is advocacy, educating. We do a lot of legislative activity and training. So I would recommend going to the Bicycle Alliance of Minnesota website. Dorian Greeley is our executive director. The board of directors are excellent, and we cover all those areas. And I would recommend anyone going there for resources, information, and support.
More podcasts coming in the future will keep you connected to Logan Park neighborhoods.